Good morning. My guest this morning is Jerry Grace Lyons, the founder and executive director of Final Passages. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we're going to be talking about your special benefit evening. But first off, give a little idea of the organization, what it's like.
Sure. So Final Passages is a nonprofit educational organization, and our mission is to offer our community education about all aspects of death and dying. And we have had a particular focus on family-directed home funerals and green burial. And that our mission is to let people know they have a right to carry out a family-directed home funeral at home, taking care of their loved one when they die, doing ceremony, and carrying out most of the arrangements right there in their own home.
I've heard a lot of people mention green burial lately, but it seems like very few people still know much about it.
Right. So both the home funeral and the green burial movement are traveling side by side. People are wanting to get back to ways of approaching death that are more natural, that are old and traditional, like families always used to take care of their own loved ones at home. And also they're very interested in environmental issues, going back to the traditions of burying people without all the using up all the resources, such as precious woods and the cement vaults being put in the ground, embalming, which is not really necessary, and just choosing to get back to the body returning to the earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, they say, instead of putting a big box inside of another big cement box. Before it ever can return.
So what will happen on November 14th at the Grange in Sebastopol?
Well, one of the ways that Final Passages has been working toward getting the word out and in informing the public about death and dying in our workshops and everything is we started a couple years ago, we started a monthly film night called Let's Talk About Death, Film and Discussion Evening. And it turns out there's a film called Voices of Grief that I just recently viewed. It's a short 40-minute documentary, and it's very good about families with all different kinds of losses. And it turns out that one of the people that is interviewed in the film is Melanie DeMore.
Uh-huh.
And she happens to be a Bay Area woman.
Right.
Who lives in Oakland, and she's in the film. I know her, though, from a completely different way. She has an incredible voice and is a vocalist.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So she's going to be appearing
live with us.
On the 14th.
Yes, on November 14th. And we're going to have that privilege of her tremendous presence and beautiful voice, both singing, probably engaging all of us in the audience to sing a bit, and then showing the documentary and being able to comment and answer questions about the film. And then, of course, ending up with a little bit more song and upliftment.
Right. And
so it's a very special benefit, both for Final Passages and Melanie DeMore.
It sounds like a wonderful evening.
I'm so excited. All of our core council, Final Passages core council, are running around like crazy, putting up flyers, handing postcards to people to let them know what a special evening this will be.
Well, I hope we've let a few more know by having you come here. And thanks very much for coming in. So let's tell people that this event is Wednesday, November 14th. The doors open at 6. It starts at 6:30 at the Sebastopol Grange, just outside of Sebastopol. For information, finalpassages.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.